Good afternoon, members of the cell group, and thanks for coming together to look at God's word from last Sunday's Gospel, Mark 12, verses 28 to 34. Maybe a few words about Mark's intentions and his reason for writing what he writes at this point would be useful. He wrote this Gospel at the during the first war that the Jews had with the Romans. And there might have been a sense that the word Messiah should be clarified, and people were thinking about a Messiah, a warrior king who would lead them to victory against the likes of the Romans or any other enemies. So Jesus, as Son of God, had to be emphasized. The Messiah being the fulfillment of especially the suffering servant verses in Isaiah, that this person, Son of God, would give his life as a ransom for many. And so he's on his way to Jerusalem, and in Mark's Gospel there's always conflict with the scribes and the Pharisees. This particular extract gives us a friendly exchange between scribe and Jesus, and is a bit of an exception to what we usually find. Now, looking at the actual texts, one of the scribes come up to Jesus and put a question to him, which is the first of all the commandments. Now, this is a question that was very popular amongst the scribes and the Pharisees, to kind of dispute which law was maybe more important than any other law. And there was a contemporary of Jesus, Rabbi Hillel, who was asked a similar question, and he gave a reply which doesn't come from the Hebrew Bible. And he said, "Do not do to anyone else what is hateful to you." So these are answers that were about to place at the time of Jesus. But it's interesting that Jesus gives quotation from the Hebrew Bible, from two books, the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Leviticus. And what he says in answer is, "Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And the second is this. And the second one comes from the book of Leviticus. I'll give you the chapter and verse now. The Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. I'll give you the whole verse now. It says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord." So he takes the second half of that and puts it up against the quotation from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone, you shall love, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might." And there's a slight difference in the citation that Jesus gives in Mark's account. He adds "in the mind." But really, you know, you're dividing up the human personality. All our energies, all of us, have to be invested in loving God and loving our neighbour as ourselves. And there are the two tablets of the law summarized in that first commandment that Jesus gives. Now, we'll stick with that for a moment yet. That "hear" or "listen, Israel," "hear, O Israel," translates into Aramaic as "Shema Israel." And that's the name of the prayer, the Shema. And it's one that Jesus respected, and it's one that we should respect also. It's said at least twice a day by pious Jews, even till today. On my visit to Jerusalem and the Holy Land, in the hotels, on the doors were this script in a little rolled up piece of paper inside a glass tube. And mounted on the door, as you opened the door, it was there about head height. And what pious Jews would have done was to touch that and then touched their foreheads, their lips, and their heart, having touched the word, that this word would be on their minds, that they would know it and think about it, meditate on it, that it would affect their behaviour, that it would love it in their hearts. It's interesting that in our liturgy we do the same thing as we listen to the words of the gospel, a sign with a cross, our foreheads, our lips, and our hearts. But those words, "Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." Those words would have been very, very, very familiar to pious Jews, as familiar to them as a Hail Mary would be to us. But the second part from Leviticus, "You must love your neighbour as yourself," wouldn't have been as familiar. And in their original writing, they're written for just the community, as you can hear from what I read earlier. "Do not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people." So it's limited to the people, the Jewish people. But of course, Jesus and his teachings, and in the way that modern Jews lived at the time of Jesus, they applied this to anybody and everybody. So the scribe said to him, "Well spoken, master." So the word "master" indicates that the scribe regards himself as being taught by Christ, and he, the teacher, is Jesus. "What you have said is true. He is one, and there is no other. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, etc. This is far more important than any holocaust or sacrifice." Now that's an interesting wee bit that the scribe adds on there, that he's putting down or criticizing the temple worship. Now again, the time of writing, the temple may have been destroyed or was about to be destroyed. It was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70. And as I said, that was the end of the Jewish, first Jewish war against the Romans, from the year 66 to 70. And that's the time that Mark wrote his gospel. So the temple was destroyed, and there's a fair chance that continuity has been shown here, that the worship of God in living this way, living according to this, the great commandment, the first and most important commandment, that this was Judaism carried on in the way that we know as Christianity. And the whole effort of temple worship and bloody sacrifices and a priesthood, etc., in Jerusalem was over and finished with the destruction of the temple. And the temple, of course, has not been rebuilt. It's destroyed in the year 70, as I said, and it remains ruined. You can go to Jerusalem now and see the huge building blocks, just rubble strewn about the place. There's one wall remaining, the Wailing Wall. That's as close as they can get to the temple, and that's why it's a focus of prayer. So the scribe is underlining what Jesus has taught, that this is the first commandment, and it's more important than any holocaust or sacrifice. So Jesus then hears that and says, "You have spoken wisely. You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now, somebody says you're not far means you're not there yet. So maybe it's applicable to all of us. We're not far from the kingdom of God. We're still learning. We're still discovering. But it's a lovely exchange between Jesus and the scribe. Very like what he said to Nicodemus, who came to him in the night. So that's the end of the reflection. And now some questions you might like to share with each other, or you might like to keep quiet. So in today's gospel brings us right to the heart of what being a Christian is about. Christian life involves love of God and love of our neighbour. And Jesus tells us that having life, both now and in the future, is the fruit of living in a spirit of love. Now, how have you experienced the power of love given and the power of love received as a source of life and vitality? So Another one, if you were asked about what is most important in life, what would your answer be? Would it be, as Jesus and the scribe shared, or would it be something else? And a third one, Jesus praises the questioner as one who has answered wisely. So just think about some of the wise people you have known, people who in their words and actions impressed you with their capacity to see and treasure what is important in life. So God bless you as you share those points for discussion. And I'll finish with a prayer. Lord our God, you are the one God and there is no other. Give us grace to hear and heed the great commandment of your kingdom, that we may love you with all our heart and our neighbour as ourselves. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you as you share these words together.